Hi, my name is Jamie from Scribendi.com. Today, I'm going to provide you with a how-to guide to MLA citations. Are you confused by Modern Language Association, or MLA, citations? Now that you have a general understanding of MLA style and formatting, it is time to learn how to cite properly. Our editors explain everything you need to know about MLA citations and offer examples to help illustrate our point. Why use citations? The main reason for being so persnickety with regard to citing source material is to avoid allegations of plagiarism, literally kidnapping, someone else's work. The MLA handbook explains the notion of plagiarism in detail. You should feel free to use another person's words, facts, or thoughts in your research paper, but the material you borrow must not be presented as if it was your own creation. When you write your research paper, remember that you must document everything that you borrow, not only direct quotations and parentheses, but also information and ideas. How can I make citing sources easier? The early stages of producing a paper involve copious amounts of reading, research, and note-taking. At this point, it is very easy to get confused about who said what. The best way to avoid getting yourself into a muddle right from the start is to keep your ideas and your summary of others' ideas and direct transcriptions of text clearly marked and separate. Make notes on the following for ease of reference later on. Author's name, full title of each publication from the title page, not the front cover. Publisher, city of publication. Cite only the first city if there's more than one. Date of publication. Volume and issue numbers, if available, page numbers that you have referenced, medium of publication or reception, so print, web, radio, television, LP, CD, etc. Laying the groundwork at this stage will make the citation process a lot easier later on. This is important advice, don't ignore it. MLA in-text citations. MLA format requires that you briefly acknowledge your source in the main body of your text by using the author's name and page number in parentheses. So if you see Clinton 440 in parentheses, the reader knows to consult page 440 of Clinton's book. If you refer to a title of a larger published work in your paper, such as a novel or a movie, it should appear in sentence case with the author's name and name of the published work, with the name of the published work in italics. Titles of smaller works, such as poems or short stories, should also be in sentence case and will be just like larger publications, with the exception that you will have the name of the publication in quotation marks instead of being italicized. Please note that smaller works are put in quotation marks and not underlined. MLA works cited. To obtain information where the reader can refer to the alphabetical reference section at the end of the paper called a works cited list, where he or she can find a full description of the publication. Please note the following example. It is a book by John Clinton called A Study of Life, which was published in the City of London by Holder in 1998. The medium is print. It would appear as Clinton, John, period, and then in italics, A Study of Life, period, London, Hodder, 1998, period, print, period. All of this is in sentence case. Our John Clinton example is MLA referencing in its simplest form, one author and one book. Things get a little more complicated when there are multiple authors for a single book, or when there are multiple books with a single author. If you have the basics right and you have made good notes for all your source material, you shouldn't run into insurmountable problems. Citing electronical publications and MLA style. In this computerized age, electronical publications are widely used as source material during essay writing. However, electronical texts are prone to frequent and rapid change. 1 minute you see them online, the next they're gone. Therefore, it's important to provide more information where references to electronical work are made. When accessing electronic information, take notes of the following. Name of the work, name of the author, editor, etc. The title of the work, the title of the overall website if it is distinct from the title of the work, version or edition used, if applicable, Publisher or sponsor of the site, if not available, use n.p. in lowercase. Date of publication, day, month, and year as available. If no date is available, use lowercase n, period, lowercase d, period. Medium of publication, web. Date of access, month, day, and year. Please note the following example. Smith, comma, George, period, quotation, Trees of the Southern Hemisphere, period, close quotation, in italics, The International Leaf, period, Barker University, comma, 2008, period, web, period, 6 February, period, 2009, period. This is also all in sentence case. Please note that the MLA style guide no longer recommends including the URL of a document unless otherwise required by your instructor, or if it is likely that the reader will be unable to locate the source without the URL. There you have it, an introduction to MLA citation. If we didn't give you enough MLA examples in this article, please refer to our MLA Works Cited page for more examples on how to cite numerous types of resources in your bibliography. If you are still having trouble with your citations, or you would like to make sure your essay is error-free, try our student essay editors. This podcast was brought to you by Scribendi.com, because grammar matters.